of the millions of souls sent here from the four corners of Europe by order of the demented Führer, the pyromaniac of the Third Reich, to be assembled less than an hour before their death on unloading ramps ominously lighted by the butchers of Majdanek, Treblinka, Auschwitz, Birkenau. A few thousand would come out alive. Feeling uneasy, I paid a return visit about noon to the SS radio man who had informed me of the good news earlier in the day. I wanted to know what decisions had been made in the course of the morning. Had any decision been made concerning the Sonderkommando? And if so, what? Luckily, he was alone in the room, and I could talk to him freely. "The Sonderkommando! Why, yes," he said affably. "In a few days, you'll all be sent to work in an underground war plant, not far from Breslau." I didn't believe a word of what he said. For once, however, I knew that his lies were not intended to lull me into a false sense of security. He merely wanted to spare me the bad news. For not so long ago, I had cared for him and cured him of a serious illness. And I do apologize for being too long-winded at the beginning and leaving little time now for... We're nearing the conclusion now. Perhaps I'm not wanting to leave my Miklos. I have an ulterior motive, stretching him out a bit. I have to admit, it's hard for me to think of a book maybe short of Maxim Gorky's Mother that is so comforting for me right now. Those two for different reasons. And in any case, thank you for listening. I will post the link to the stream as our website is down on the page bearing this temporary page I've put up to carry the words of Miklos Nisley and our thoughts pondering how to get out of this trap called class. Until next week, peace.